Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Such a pleasure to be here with you today on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. The Top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Once again, I'm always monitoring situations here at WIP.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I always got my eyes on what everyone's doing around here.
That's what Gio used to do up at a fan. Was always getting a little, you know, what other people didn't notice around the halls.
A little scuttlebutt. So here are the 5 situations I'm monitoring at WIP. Number 5, is there a new baseball authority on the afternoon show? So earlier today, called Spike, got our morning little chit-chat, and I opened it up. And I said, I need to get in front of something with you.
I thought he was gonna take a week off or something or
you
quit.
I'm very good at making things sound serious.
Yeah.
But then they're not serious at all.
It turned out to be the biggest phone call of my life.
And I said, I'm just getting in front of this because I know you're going to call it out. But I'm going to start leading the bring the Cody Bellinger movement to the Phillies. Even though you have been laying the groundwork for 2 days. But regardless, doesn't matter until I say it. So... I'm just getting out in front of this, that Spike was the first one to bring up the idea of Bellinger, and the more I thought about it late last night, deep into the night, I am in the camp of bringing Cody Bellinger to the Phillies.
Rather than Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Say it.
He's so happy, too.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah. I kept trying to move off of it. He kept like, oh, my God, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my dogs.
Off of it. Yep.
It's truly sickening. And I just hope he knows. I'm going to start giving him basketball takes.
Well, I don't want your basketball takes.
I don't want your baseball takes.
Well, it's fair. But 1-0, buddy. 1-0.
1-0.
1-0.
Wow. Jack wants Cody Bellinger.
Big day.
I told you.
I can't wait till I get all the credit when they sign him.
You're the worst. Well, it's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
At least I'll be in the documentary, not you.
About Bellinger?
Yeah.
Yep. The 4 situations I'm monitoring is Ike is rocking his own gear today. I mean, I've never seen that hat before. All of a sudden, we got a 58 Reese hat. This guy's on fire.
That? It's an Ike Juice hat.
Ike Juice hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
this
it.
I think this was made from LA's company.
Ah, because I had seen it down at the Bora Heart and Lung Center broadcast.
So LA gave it to me, I believe, either a year or two ago. And it's been in the booth ever since.
Some guy tweeted that he had designed that. Kaz was his name.
Maybe
it's the same company.
Maybe. Yeah. So when I saw it when we went there last week, I was like, oh, my hat's still here.
It looks good on you.
I may as well take it home.
It's a good hat. You got the 5'8" on it with Ike Juice on it.
Yeah.
We could sell a lot of those hats, I
thought. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I don't have...
how to get it.
The brand.
Yeah, I don't know who
it might have been
a one-time
they should give you a piece.
Remember when LA was doing those hats?
Yeah, just LA hats.
Yeah, just LA hats. I think that's what he got this done.
Oh, wow.
Well, somebody did it.
I like it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
It's good hat.
You just threw me in there. Okay.
Yeah, always.
Rocking my own gear.
Dude, I know. It's like when I used to wear my baseball jersey to school.
You used to wear your own baseball jersey to school?
Yeah. High school, you wear your jersey on game day.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've seen that. Kind of what you do.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Guys like me wouldn't know.
You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
The third situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is welcome to the dark side, Devin Caney. I mean, a little clickbait Caney today with the Bryce Harper idea? Come on, man.
What the Scoops do?
Scoops laid a bomb on everyone on the midday show with the idea of trading Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it was big.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Twitter's not handling it very well.
Oh, of course not.
I haven't even seen it.
Devin, do not look at the responses. Don't fight with everybody. Just let it go. Maybe they will.
Just know that we're here for you.
Yeah.
Well, and, we just pointed it out and just put it even more on blast.
Well.
Is it from the midday account or the radio account?
The WIP account.
That's what I mean. From the midday or the station?
Station.
Oh, God. That's 200 and some thousand people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Look.
Yeah, listen.
You know.
Listen. That's what we do.
You want to be out there.
Well, yeah, look.
Yeah. I feel good.
250,000.
I don't know. He's, you know, on the back nine.
Oh, you think there's something to it?
Well, he's got a no trade clause, so he would have to be open to it.
I still think he'd have to force his way out.
He doesn't.
Like, Middleton's not going to trade Bryce Harper.
He didn't look happy this year.
No, but, you know, I think he hasn't looked happy in two or three years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. That's fair then.
Yeah.
Well, all his friends are gone. What if JT's gone? Short were gone.
Trey's still here. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Everything's fine. So welcome.
Whatchamacallit's going to still be here. Bryson.
Yeah. And never let him leave.
Look, I'm just going to say this, Devin. They all called Elliott crazy when he said that the Eagles could trade Carson Wentz.
Right.
They all called him crazy, especially that guy that claims that he was the general manager of the Packers that worked at
Andrew Brandt.
Yeah. Called him crazy. And look, it happened. So you never know.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So welcome. Welcome, Devin.
Welcome, Devin.
How'd that work out for Elliott?
Yeah, look, I mean, he was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is once again the voice of reason, Seth Joyner, talking about Jalen. Here's Seth yesterday.
What I hate about this situation more than everything, more than anything, is this presents the opportunity for the I told you so's. I'm glad I just caught my.
I was right.
I hate it because for the times where the guy thrives and he has successes, okay, we want to lose vision of that. But when he like goes through a period of, you know, difficulty, we want to pile on. Now there's 7 games. They got 11 games left in the regular season. We don't know what that's going to look like. He could flip the switch at any moment. Anything could flip at any moment. Am I concerned? Yes, I am. If your quarterback struggles, every darn quarterback struggles. I don't care who it is. They all struggle. Patrick Mahomes, over the first 5 weeks, struggled. He looked good last night. But the first 5 games, he looked like an average freaking quarterback. But we want to beat our quarterback up. Am I concerned about him? Yes.
Mm. I like this, Seth.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Because they won the Super Bowl last year. We're not allowed to talk about the quarterback. What is going on here?
No, I think it's the depths that some people will go to prove that he is whatever they believe he is versus calling it realistically and being measured with the criticism the same way other quarterbacks around the league go through periods of struggle.
But don't you think in the home markets, let's put Mahomes aside. He's won three Super Bowls. Put him aside.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that like Josh Allen certainly goes through stuff in Buffalo. I'm sure it happens in probably every market.
You think Josh Allen is going through the same criticism that Jalen goes through here?
Well, up until last year, he did.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, plenty in Buffalo. Plenty of debate in Buffalo.
Maybe
plenty.
More nationally.
We can ask Maggie to come on or whatever. I'm sure we could bring on
First
a Buffalo
of all,
person.
Buffalo.
Yeah, so.
So the level of criticism can't be the same as it is here.
Well, look, my point is this.
We talk about our quarterback damn near every day, all day during the offseason after he won Super Bowl MVP.
Yes, but what I would say to what Seth is saying,
yeah,
is that he probably gets undue praise as well. So, like, it works on both sides. So if Seth is worried about told you so-itis, mm-hmm, I would say that Seth is probably worried about being wrong-itis. Seth probably has being wrong-itis, too. And Seth probably...
Well, sure, because it's admitting that you're wrong before you're actually wrong. Because it's a period of time. So he's saying that I told you so is people jumping out there because there's a block of games here versus the entire season. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what he's saying, is that people are rushing to say I told you so versus... giving him a little bit of grace, and that's a fact.
It's also I would say the fact is this: is that the quarterback in Philadelphia gets too much credit when they win, and too much blame when they lose.
Won a Super Bowl.
And too much blame when they lose.
That's the difference. It's what he's accomplished that doesn't give him the grace. That's the argument, really. It's saying look how much he's won since he's been here, playoffs, been to two Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP. For somebody with that resume, mm-hmm, he certainly gets a hell of a lot of criticism. And that's fair to say. If somebody else had accomplished that, they wouldn't be getting that same level of criticism. Almost as if he's done nothing.
But he also got an entire city saying he was the second best quarterback in football.
No, he didn't.
For an offseason.
Well, the entire was Elliott.
Top five.
Well, I mean, if you compare him, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We can't praise those other guys when they haven't done what he's done. That's the argument. That's an argument from an Eagles fan is saying, hold on, our quarterback has done this.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys have not done this, but they get grace.
Yeah, I think that the problem is that I don't think we have any perspective on at all in local markets what these quarterbacks are treated like. I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Nobody's ripping Jared Goff for. Yeah, fans going to be critical. Here's the difference, Spike. The difference is for somebody who's won as much as he's won. That's the difference. Those guys haven't even won. Most of them haven't even been to the Super Bowl. And they get the benefit of the doubt. So I think with Jalen, it's so much to prove that he's not this versus that versus saying, you know what? He could be better, but he ain't that bad.
Okay.
That's what I've been trying to say this whole time.
He's not that bad. Is that what you've been trying to say? Yeah.
The number one situation I'm monitoring, though, at WIP, is whatever is going on in the me versus the camera basketball thing. So here's Joe this morning. Just listen to this, all right? You can stop this whenever, because it's a little bit longer, but it really paints the entire picture, all right? But you can stop it whenever to discuss what he is saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I got an update for you on the me and Fritz thing, which obviously was frivolity in the summer and a lot of strife and a lot of injuries and a lot of action and a lot of turmoil and
not a lot of injuries.
2-2.
Yeah. You know, only his injuries.
Late November, December to, you know, wrap it up with the basketball game.
So, I don't like where this is going.
So me and the program director, Rod Lakin, were talking about
two weeks ago. Yes.
And his assessment, and I agree with him. I haven't talked to Spike, Ike, and Jack about this. But Rod's sense, and I agree with him, is that the December thing is unlikely. First off, my ankle's not even close to ready. So let me just put that out there. Like, it would be December at the earliest.
Not healing as quickly but we as have.
Well, it's healing, but it's still very...
I mean, you're limping around. Who
would guess that Joe DiCamera wouldn't heal quickly?
I mean, improving, but it's not great.
I mean, he seems like T.O., basically. I mean,
my physical therapist told me last week, and I'm going to see her again today, she said... You'll be jogging in November. You won't be all-out sprinting in November. She's like, there's no way you're all-out sprinting.
He won't be all-out sprinting.
What, is he racing you?
I mean, is this Kathy Bates from Misery? Did she take a damn sledgehammer to James Caan's ankles? Like, what are we talking about here, man? If this dude, talking about his ankle still is not healed yet. What the hell was he doing? Is he flying from the free throw line? What was he doing to get injured?
I've never seen him run at full speed. I've never seen him sprint.
You know he's not jumping higher than 3 inches off the ground, so what the hell is he doing?
And I know what 3 inches looks like, and he ain't jumping that high.
Not even close.
I never wanted to do it in December anyway. I don't want to do it during the football season. Why don't we just say it is after the football season's over? Do it in February or something.
Why don't we can this thing?
No.
And put everybody out of their misery.
No, exactly. I need to see them play basketball. I need to see them play basketball.
There's more. Yeah, no, it continues.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, this is him talking about how he's not going to be full speed sprinting, which, again, we saw.
Yeah.
Like, what is he talking about? Anyway, there's more.
Not very good.
I'm just curious.
All right. The program director and I both assessed the situation, and his assessment, and I agree with him, is that A.J. Brown squawking the way he did over the last 2 weeks, and this began about 2 or 3 weeks ago, could be a major inhibitor for us planning this in December. Because with the Eagles and everything conversationally that goes on around the Eagles, and it feels like there's a new development every freaking day, like, can we really jam in the me versus Jack thing in December when we may have major Eagles things to talk about? So his sense is we're probably pushing this off after the Eagles season.
The new year?
I guess.
January.
Listen,
don't talk about a downer.
Well, it might be
mid- I'm hearing excuses.
It might be,
excuses.
Could be mid-January with the way this team's going.
My God.
I'm just saying there's another thing to blame on A.J. Brown. If he hadn't, you know, talked out of pocket.
We're talking about a 10-minute game.
Yeah, and the trade deadline's in November. After the football season. Can we just say the game will be 2 weeks after the Super Bowl is played? If God forbid, the Eagles win the Super Bowl
and we
got to
wait after the parade.
Yeah, whatever. Yep. But then 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, we will be clear of the Eagles season for sure. We will not be in training camp or the spring training yet. 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. Mark it down.
Joe is...
Yeah. Oh, he's
sounds giddy to push this off, by the way.
He's such a weasel. I mean, he's exactly what you think he is, in the worst way.
All the injuries.
Oh, yeah. He's bragging about how many books he sold this morning. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
First month. Yeah. Oh, none of the, and he's talking about all the injuries. All the injuries?
Yeah.
You had two injuries.
Yeah.
Shin splint. Yeah. And then the ankle. Again.
Oh, three. Ankle, shin splints, groin.
Oh, yeah. Well, the groin has been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but he had to get a shot in his groin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The fake shot.
The fake shot.
Tennis. Yeah. I still, what did he do on the basketball court to tear ligaments in his ankle?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like, he was not making explosive moves to the rim.
What is he doing? Reverses under the rim? I'm trying to figure out.
All he does is shoot free throws.
I swear, he had somebody take a hammer to his ankles, man.
Yeah.
We had a Tiny Harding situation.
Yeah. He hired Jeff Galooly. I think he's free somewhere. Man. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Rich, you seen Misery?
No.
Oh, that's a good one, man. I'll wear my Misery t-shirt.
That's one you need to check out.
Oh, it's a good one.
Is Tupac in it?
No, it's a Stephen King. It's good. It's good.
Why does Tupac have to be in it?
Yeah. Well, because you were talking about Tupac earlier. I don't know if that had anything to do
with it. It's about an author, so you'll be able to relate to the guy in the movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And yes, I can't wait to do I Told You So. Just want to close that out.
On what?
On J-Lo.
Oh, of course.
Saul was looking right at
you. Yeah, Seth's talking to me. Yes. Yeah, come on, man. You kidding me? Come on. I kept other seats.
Unbelievable, man.
Yoshi in Brewerytown. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, thank you, baby. This boy ain't seen nothing, boy. Ain't seen nothing. I thought it was just black movies. You ain't seen no movies either.
Not a movie head.
No, boy. What is your daggone problem? Hey, man,
I thought it was just black movies. What? Yes.
Happy Tuesday.
Well, at least you know he's not racist. He has a problem with all cinema that came out.
Don't you even put him in racism thing?
I know.
This is going well.
Yeah.
You know how people were saying take stuff the wrong way now? I thought they already talking about people colored and stuff was saying.
What are you talking about?
You said something the other day. You said something was colored.
Color commentator,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You're talking about Malik Rose now.
Yeah.
You did the color commentator. What else am I supposed to say?
Hey, man, let me tell you right now.
Yes.
Boy, you better, hey, man, put your foot down. You better put your foot down. You better let Spike, Jack, Diane, and John Mellencamp do what they do with them chili dogs. You better not be up there doing no daggone singing, no sucking on no chili hot dogs now. Your name's on the show, and you better act like it. Put your foot down.
All right.
I ain't playing that now. I'm over here singing Creed at 5:30. I ain't singing no daggone Jack and Diane now.
They're sucking on chili dog. Come on, man. You can sing it.
I'm with you. We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, delegation ain't playing like that now. We pop dollars. We don't pop like that now. Come on now. Hey, man, real quick. It's the players. What's name? AJ, grow up. I got 6 granddaughters that act more mature than you do. Jalen, you're stuck in the mud. What's name? The headlights ain't that bright. Get across the street. What's name? Get home and do the job that you got to do. Daggone Saquon, the party is over. What's name? Rip your cover off the daggone Madden. What's name?
We got to get rid of all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, we got to get rid of all that, man. We got to get rid of all that. Keeley and Adoree, they can't play flag, rough touch, or semi-pro. Get them off the team. Straight trash. Smitty and Rain need to be the ones. Let BG keep being on Good Morning America doing the commercials. Smitty and Rain are in-house. Those boys don't cut no corners when they talk. They grown men. They don't talk in circles. They straight with no chaser. Let them do what they got to do. I mean, this is getting daggone ridiculous. I'm sick of it. I've been on the couch since 10:55 Thursday night with Jack. He got me over here. I'm listening to him and Spike. I'm ready to change sides and stuff. I ain't did nothing. I ain't watched no sports. I just paid attention to sports this morning to see that I won fantasy. I'm lingering, Spike. I stay lingering, baby. I'm still lingering. I'm still at it, boy. That's what I do. Eric Gaiman came down to a Monday night game. Far as daggone. I mean, I've been binge watching. Hey, Task is a really good show on HBO Max.
Everybody's saying it's good. Yeah, my wife, Task.
It's good. Don't cut me off because I got something to say, and I ain't going to get too what's saying crazy with what I'm about to say right now.
All right, hurry.
Sally Richardson, still fine.
Ooh-wee.
And it's old South African girl named Thisa and Buddha or something like that. Boy, check everything out that she in. And real quick, let me get on you real quick. I'm proud of you, boy. You're checking your stool and everything. You're making sure everything right. Got me checking my stool. You know what I'm saying? But what I need you to do for that memory, I need you to do some puzzles. I need you to learn a new language, an instrument. Challenge yourself. Look in the mirror daily and say, I know this. I know that. I remember this. I can remember everything. If you start exercising, you'll increase your blood flow and your brain will start to focus. It shouldn't be 45 minutes later. You talking about the Avengers, Nick Fury. I know who he is. All right. Hey, man, I love y'all cats. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
Wow.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Yoshi came.
I took a lot of shots in that call.
And he was on hold in the 2 o'clock hour. We didn't get to him. So he's been all day. He's been revved up waiting for that to happen.
Brain exercises. Okay.
Yeah.
I need puzzles.
Can you imagine how much he is to live with? His poor wife.
Oh, yeah. His wife.
And I know I'm a lot. For sure. Yeah. But in a different way.
Yeah, his wife, I would imagine she knows how to tune him out.
Yes.
Yeah,
just like my wife.
Just
like my wife. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? No, no. All right. Coming up next, Buzz in here with the afternoon show Fantasy Football League.
My favorite. Update.
Finally.
Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors might have ran out of smoke.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't hear. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.